The theme last night, Lee, yeah. I can't believe they went with this. Given just the news this week, okay? Mm-hmm. The theme last night, Kamala is a prosecutor and she will keep you safe. Is this a joke?
Yeah, it's comedy routine, apparently.
Is this quite literally a joke? Here, okay, here she is. This is just a sample. Okay, first of all, like Elizabeth Warren steps up there. Elizabeth Warren, who, you know, claimed to be an Indian to get that tenured position.
Yeah.
And then finally was forced to reveal her DNA test.
Yeah.
Do you realize, I'm fascinated by this, I have more Neanderthal blood than she has Indian blood. I think I should get a chair, like at UNC Chapel Hill in the archaeology department. I got 4%. Is that crazy on my mama's side?
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Those newfangled DNA tests, they keep emailing you for years.
Oh, yeah. I get them.
So I'm sure my toxic trolls will point that out to me. We're highly Neanderthal. It's why we got these crazy back teeth. Anyway, So I feel like I should get an endowed chair and, you know, permanent minimum $200,000 salary.
Well, why not?
Because I'm a living fossil. It's actually really interesting. If you get one of those DNA tests, we actually almost all have Neanderthal blood if you're of European descent.
Yeah.
Which kind of makes you wonder what your ancestors were doing. You know what I mean?
And speaking of, you were talking about Native American. I actually have some Native American in mind. Very minuscule. But if I remember correctly, I believe it is more than what Warren actually has or claims to have.
Wow. You could, you know what? You need to spin that, Lee. You need to spin that into some kind of full-time, permanent, non-fireable position or something. Anyway, this is my point is this woman doesn't mind lying. She'll lie her rear end off. And she did last night when she said Kamala Harris will protect families from what? Well, she's a prosecutor. Really? Real headline, UK Daily Mail, Lee, yesterday. Let me read it. Kamala's dream of stopping cops from responding to 9/11 calls resurfaces. And her worrying argument for why the U.S. doesn't need a law enforcement response. Quote, doesn't need a law enforcement response, unquote. And how she would like to demilitarize police departments. What does that mean? No guns. No cuffs. She wanted to set this when she was a senator and she was running to be president in 2019. By the way, before George Floyd, so this makes her really, really radical, okay? She wanted to send social workers and psychologists to answer 911 calls.
Yeah.
But she's going to keep you safe. She's going to keep safe. They don't say how she's going to keep you safe.
Yeah.
She didn't. Elizabeth Warren didn't say. But Kamala Harris says that everyone has the right to dignity and safety. And she knows the importance of securing the border.
After decades in law enforcement, I know the importance of safety and security, especially at our border.
She wouldn't even visit the border. When she finally went to Texas, she wouldn't go anywhere near. She was miles away from the border.
How is she claiming to be decades in law enforcement? When I think of law enforcement, I think of deputies, officers, agents. I think of people who are actually in the field, who carry a badge, who actually go in to investigate crimes, to protect people that actually show up at crime scenes, not an attorney general or prosecutor. I'm wrong, and my apologies to those if that is technically considered law enforcement, but that just doesn't seem right to me.
No, if you listen to how she says it, decades in law enforcement, this is for the low infos, okay? Oh, cool, she's a cop for decades. That's what, you know what, most people don't know her background. They don't know much about her. That's the voting base they're going to, that they're going for. Listen to this.
Because I believe everyone has a right to safety, to dignity, and to justice.
You know, I'd love to hear her say that directly to the faces of the families that joined Donald Trump at the border in Arizona yesterday, because she certainly had no interest in the protection and safety of those families with regard to illegal immigrants allowed to come in here unvetted, who then commit crimes against American citizens. And these people have paid with their lives.
Trump has called these families to offer his condolences for their dead, raped daughters, both of whom were stuffed into sewer pipes like human waste. Not Kamala. She doesn't care. Here's the mothers. Patty Marin, her daughter, mother of five, thought she'd take a run. Can't do that anymore in America. Can't do that anymore. Jocelyn Nongary, that's the heartbreaking one. She had a huge, she's at the border with Trump, has a huge photo of her. I still can't get over this. 12-year-old girl, 12-year-old daughter. And it says across it, I choked up when I saw it, forever 12. And she had angel's wings. Raped, gang raped by illegal immigrants, one of whom had just come across the border a month before, under Kamala, she's a border czar. And the other one, the other illegal immigrant, wearing a monitoring bracelet. Wearing a monitoring bracelet put on him by Kamala and Joe. So unimpressed with their level of security at the border that they're offering that he commits a gang rape while wearing it. Okay, that's real America. Here's from that press conference.
They found my daughter's body, and when they found it, it just recently has come out that she was brutally beaten, raped, and then stuffed into a drain pipe. We're losing our moms, our daughters, our children to criminals.
I have to go through the rest of my life with my son, always asking for his sister. And I just really, really, really want everybody to please take into consideration how important border control is, because we're losing very innocent people.
So difficult to hear, Jonathan. The simple fact, though.
Yeah, from Fox News this morning. And then there's Lake and Riley, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Smash skull, raped body.
In Georgia, not too far from our listening audience right here.
And they don't care. You know, I heard this last night. They trotted out Gabby Giffords. This is actually the number one story in the country right now. Gabby Giffords, who tragically was shot by a lunatic in the head. And they blame the gun, not the lunatic.
Yeah.
When I'm listening to Kamala Harris, in the clips I'm going to play you coming up, and she's telling me about the rights of illegal immigrants and how building a wall would be the height of irresponsibility and terrorists would never come in. When I'm hearing all of that, I get like my chest gets tight, and I, especially as a woman who has a daughter who's about to launch into this world, which scares me to death, I think, you know what, if the government's not going to do it, my first thought is the same as all of you. Well, I'll do it myself. Well, I will be armed. My daughter, my husband's been teaching her to use a gun. We took one hiking with us when, you know, we went on our 10-day hiking trip out in the Midwest. We took a gun with us everywhere. She felt such a level of safety, you know, having that gun and knowing how to use it. It was awesome. And you think to yourself, I'll take care of myself. I'll do it myself. No, you won't. No, you won't. They won't let you, ladies. Gabby Giffords bragging about how Kamala Harris is going to take away your guns in the face of this.
My friend Kamala will be a great president. She is tough. She has grit. Kamala can beat the gun lobby.
Beat the gun lobby so that illegal immigrant men wearing Kamala's monitoring bracelet that they're so unimpressed by, they commit a gang rape of a 12-year-old while wearing it and stuff her body in a sewer. They are going to get it done, Lee. They're going to make sure no woman in America can protect herself against guys like that. That's the agenda, which is why they never get to the part about, like, how specifically are you going to keep us safe? Like, what specifically are you going to do to keep us safe? They never said.
Send an unarmed social worker.
Yeah, to reason with the gang rapey illegal immigrant who doesn't even speak English because he didn't bother to learn because he didn't give a damn about this country. If he did, he'd have come in the front door. And we are such good people, Lee. We probably would have welcomed those coming through the front door. We always have. We're not asking you not to come. We're saying come through the front door. Let us fetch you. I mean, how dare she claim she's selling security? Just last week, remember the Peruvian gang member that we caught in Ellicott, New York? Wanted in Peru for 23 murders. 23 murders. Wandering around. Now, it'd be one thing if he crossed the border. I know if my Democrat friends were here, they'd say, well, see, we tried to get more border guard. No, that wouldn't have made a difference. Because he turned himself in, again, so unimpressed with the level of security that Kamala is offering at the border, because she was the border czar. He turned himself in to the Border Patrol, and they let him go. He's wanted by Interpol, Lee. And that made no impression on the Biden administration. They let him go. Because they thought, hey, here's a guy who'll probably vote Democrat. Yeah, welcome to America. Would you like a free cell phone? By the way, do you know you get a care package at the border? You used to anyway. I don't know if you still do. I don't remember when Tucker Carlson had it, which has Kamala's book in it.
Gosh.
Yeah. So you come here, you commit your, what was it, 24th murder, and read Kamala's book. It's great place. You love it.